What's up, guys? Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Worldwide podcast. Today's guest, I have Ernesto Pavia from Keller Williams Premier in Mexico City. Ernesto, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gavin. First of all, I want to thank you and your group, your team, for the invitation. It's a real pleasure and I'm honored to be here learning from you. We were talking before this conversation and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ernesto. Just so the audience knows, we were actually, right before we started, we were speaking full on Spanish. I was born here, but my family's Colombian and Ernesto obviously is from Mexico. So we had a great conversation in Spanish, but so we can reach to everybody that, you know, is listening to the podcast. We're doing this for in English. Okay, Ernesto. So thank you for that. And I wanted to see, introduce yourself. So who are you? What do you do? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. My name is Ernesto Pavia. I live in Mexico City. I'm originally from Mexico City. My father is a military retired. My mother was a dance teacher, ballet from Beauty of Arts in Mexico. I have two daughters, my wife, Monica, my daughter, Monica, the oldest one, and Sara. Okay, so basically, I started in the real estate in Mexico in 2018. Okay, I joined Keller Williams in 2019. My focus has been on making real estate transactions the most smooth and profitable for my customers and clients. And basically, one of my guidelines every time I help families investing in real estate is to provide an experience, basically, more than a result. The result, of course, with the experience is going to be achieved. And basically, the way I think is that people don't remember what you say. People basically remember how you make them feel, and that's my main purpose every single day.
Funny enough, my real estate coach, he's now my business partner. We run the Legacy Elite team in Keller Williams. He tells me that all the time.
Yes.
It's not how it's exactly what you said. It's how people remember how you make them feel. So I 100% agree on that, right? So Ernesto, tell us a little bit, how did you start in real estate?
It's a very beautiful story, basically, because before I tell you how I started in real estate, I need to tell you my background. My background, for example, in after my university, I passed almost half of my life in media and communication, advertising, marketing, in very big and huge companies, and very well known in Latin America and worldwide. For example, my very first job was in Televisa, and I spent half of my life working in media advertising. That gave me the opportunity to be in sales, of course. However, to have this contact with the people in order to find the solutions and at the end to achieve every single project. I was working in on one of my businesses. I was working in the medical industry. It was my own. I was doing medical tourism. I was helping people from US, Canada, and a few other countries in order to provide the medical services here in Mexico. So that's where I started to provide people where to stay for a short term, okay? And at the end, one very good friend who was the person who took into established Century 21 in Mexico many years ago, he once told me, Ernesto, I just met one amazing company. And I have very good friends from Keller Williams in US, and they are asking me if I know a person just like you in order to work with them and to be and to make alliances and make a synergy. And that's the way I got in touch with Keller Williams. I fell in love with the model, with the values, most of it. And that's the reason I took the decision to leave everything behind and to start this beautiful business. And I'm in love with this business at this moment.
You and me both. I love the business. And I thank you for sharing your story and how you got. It's crazy how we each have our own story. I don't think I've met two people that got to
Yes.
be a real estate agent the same way. It's usually everybody has different ways. So I appreciate you sharing that.
It's my pleasure.
So tell us, how do you how what type of real estate do you focus on?
Excellent. Most of it's residential. Since the last year, I started to because the business calls you sometimes and attracts you. Okay, you start moving yourself in different areas and with different people and different conditions. And sometimes the opportunities ask you to help them. And this is the case. Most of it residential, and basically the commercial started like 1 or 2 years ahead.
Very cool. So
Exactly.
talk to us about residential. Obviously, I've interviewed a few other countries, right? And
Okay.
they've told me kind of similar markets that's been going on in this respective countries. I'm interested how has and just so everybody knows, Ernesto Pavia is based off Mexico City. Okay. So
Exactly.
tell tell us a little bit about the Mexico City market. What have you seen within the past few years? What changes?
Excellent. Exactly. I service the Mexico City and metro area. Okay. It's a huge market. We were talking that before. And basically, there is an effervescence in Mexico City since many years before. Over the past few years, we've seen strong demand on Mexico City, especially in key areas, and because of the infrastructure and because the lifestyle appeals. You've been in Mexico. You told me that you visit Mexico, and you will have every person who doesn't know Mexico City and visit Mexico City for the very first time. They realize and they encounter a very big surprise. Despite the global economic shift, Mexico is continuing growing. Basically, a steady increase of properties. On the difference between US and Mexico, we have an opposite market. In US, you are in the seller's market, right?
Still current. Well, there's certain areas, right? I
Certain
work
area.
New York City. Even though Manhattan is starting to be like a buyer's market, but
Exactly.
Queens, Nassau County, and Long Island and Suffolk still very much a seller's market. Yes.
Well, but Mexico instead, it's been a buyer's market for many years. We have a huge amount of offer, and it's a difficult market. And we compensate this balance with a lot of investment from the US, from Canada, and from Europe. I am a global agent. I have the honor and the opportunity to help a lot of people from many other countries. Basically, my business is 80% referrals. And I really think that 60% is from other countries. And regarding the market in Mexico, in prime neighborhoods, for example, we've seen annual appreciation from 5 to 10%.
Wow.
That's very and in a consistent way. That's very important. So investors who buys in emerging areas early often see the very high returns over their investments.
Ernesto, talk to us a little bit and going a little bit off of what you were saying, because I know people, let's say, interested in Mexico City would be interested in knowing. So tell us a little bit about the area. So which areas would you consider prime? Which areas are you seeing that that's going to be the next upcoming neighborhood? If you can give us a little bit of your knowledge.
Excellent. In Mexico, Mexico City, for example, areas like Polanco, Roma Norte, Condesa, and Santa Fe, they are continuing to be top choices for the investors. These neighborhoods offer excellent amenities, business hubs, and a strong rental opportunities also for doing if you buy an apartment. And basically, for example, 50% of my sales to people from US, they buy in order to come to Mexico 6 months and to leave it as an Airbnb. So they know that they have the return immediately. Okay. The tourism, due to the tourism driven, the demand and growing expats communities, we have a strong community in Mexico of foreign people in Mexico City and metro area. When we talk about Mexico, but not only Mexico City, the outside the city, you can consider Tulum, Mérida, Yucatán, and Playa del Carmen, the Riviera Maya. It's in a very big boom regarding the interest of investors.
Very nice. Sorry, you were going to say?
No, that's it. Basically, basically you can find those areas as the hot spots for investment at this moment. In the future, we are prospecting other areas. For example, in Mexico City, there is one neighborhood that we call Juárez, Escandón, and Santa María la Ribera. They have huge potential in the future.
Very nice. So, for those people looking into Mexico City, you heard it from the man himself. In Juárez, and what's the other one?
Juárez, Escandón, Santa María la Ribera, and the Roma is continuing to grow in a very intensive way.
So, I listen, I was just writing all this stuff down. So, because hey, you
Yes.
never know, I may want to invest in Mexico City as well.
I will help you.
Oh,
Don't
definitely.
worry.
You'll be the first person I go to.
Yes.
So I was there and we were talking a little bit about it
Yes.
before we started the podcast. I went in 2018, and it's like always, and unfortunately, this is based off what you see in the news. I had a certain image of Mexico City, Mexico
Yes.
in general. And when I
Yes.
went, right, and I think that goes without saying for other countries, right? My family's from Colombia. I've heard people that tell me, "Hey, wh why are you going to Colombia? Colombia's super dangerous," which obviously is not so. But because we
Right.
see it on the news, people think that's how it is. So I had my, I'm not proud of it. I had my misconceptions about Mexico City. I went. Oh my goodness, beautiful, the food. The culture, people
Exactly.
were super, super nice, extremely prosperous. I was telling
Exactly.
Ernesto, I went to, is it El Ángel de la Independencia?
El Ángel de la Independencia, by the way, is the Colonia Juárez that I mentioned before. So
Okay.
it's over there.
Yes. So you go around this area, and I kid you not, it looked like I was in Manhattan. All the skyscrapers, it looked like, again, extremely prosperous. And it just makes you
Exactly.
realize, like, wow, like the news portrays it one way, but when you're actually there, it's a
Exactly.
completely different
Thank
life.
you.
And
Thank you for your appreciation. It's true, and it happens worldwide. We need to live the experience in order to take all that bad misconception sometimes.
very true, very true. And again, I was there. I was eating the street food. Oh my God, delicious,
Yes.
fresh.
Exactly.
And again, there's so much to do in Mexico City, right?
Yes.
And I see why a lot of Americans are moving out there.
Exactly.
I read a study, and it was about Mexico City,
Yes.
about how a lot of expats, especially either during or after the pandemic, they were moving out there. And again, let's say Americans from the Northeast or out West, they're paying, I don't know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for a small apartment. But they would go to
Exactly.
Mexico City, getting all the amenities, everything, same exact
Exactly.
thing, and paying maybe a third or less. Can you talk
Exactly.
to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Actually, you are right. And like I mentioned before, I am very fortunate because I help a lot of people. And at this moment, I have a few transactions helping people from New Jersey, from France, from Europe, from Canada also. And basically, what they appreciate is what you just mentioned. They see the opportunity in order to even to have a better way of life, normal, don't sometimes, because it's cheaper, it's very affordable. I want to use that word better than cheap. And the way of life is amazing. You saw that when you came to Mexico. I'm sure that you saw the benefit of the life in Mexico is very, very good. And
Amazing. Amazing.
it's very affordable. And you can, and let's talk about that. To invest in Mexico is very simple. If you are a US citizen, and there are two kinds of processes, okay? One of them is when you want to buy in a shore. And the other, if you want to buy in a big city like Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, and many others. The process is very simple. If anyone is interested in knowing more about that, please call me and I would be very, very happy to help and to give you all the details. However, I just need to tell you that it's very simple. Everybody in Mexico can invest. It's not a problem. Like I mentioned before, I have a person. I told you before we start the conversation and the interview that I am helping you, a person from New Jersey, okay? And he's interested in buying a house, okay? A beautiful vintage house in another of the beautiful neighborhoods in Mexico City called Narvarte. It's a very iconic neighborhood. And he's so enthusiastic with his project, and we are going to help him. And in less than 1 month, we are going to achieve that transaction. I'm sure about that.
That's amazing. Love that. Love that. Ernesto, now that we're talking a
Yes.
little bit about the investing, and I listen, I can geek out all day about numbers and everything like that. So I'm gonna ask you a
Yes.
bit about that.
Yes.
Tell us how an American can invest. Can you go a little bit about tell us the steps, the processes of how to invest in Mexico City?
Of course. It's very simple. However, there is a lot of legal requirements, okay? My best advice is always have a realtor, a certified realtor helping in the process, okay? Who understands the local market, who knows the process in the notary. But basically, let's pretend that you want to buy as a US citizen in Mexico City. We need to open an account in a Mexican bank, okay? That's very important. I will guide you also through the process to go to the Mexican IRS, okay? We call it here SAT. In order to, when we finish the transaction, you need to have the responsibilities of the taxes, of course. So we will do that. It's very simple. There is not a huge problem doing that. Okay. And the legal requirements basically are going to be handled by the notary. He's our best friend, and he's going to help us in all the processes with certifications. And if you have a passport, okay, we need to ask a letter of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, telling them that you want to buy and that you are going to fulfill all the taxes and the requirements that Mexico is going to ask you. So it's very simple. It's on the other part, when you want to buy in a shore, you have a trust fund, okay? It's another process, very similar, but it's as easy as this other one in Mexico.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that Mexico City has a distinct way of buying,
Yes.
and the shoreline cities like your Playa del Carmen, your Tulum, those are different.
Cabo, San Lucas, and when you have a store, you have another. And let me tell you why is the difference. Because when you, the stores are part of the Mexican territory. Okay. And you, when you have certain amount of kilometers and you buy from the store, like 15 kilometers, for example, you need to fulfill another law, and that's the reason to have a trust fund. However, you will be 100% the owner of your property. Okay.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so again, we'll definitely, it'll be for another episode for the shore
Exactly. Okay.
cities, but I want to focus on Mexico City because that's what this is all about, right?
Excellent.
Okay, so basically first you would open up a Mexican bank account, but in order to open up a Mexican bank account, you need to go through, you need to have a Mexican IRS, I guess, number, identification number.
Exactly.
Okay, so after that, what comes next?
After you have that, you need to make what I call go to the hunt, like a safari, to find the house that you really want. Okay. And once you have the house, the house of your dreams in Mexico City, we can go with a notary, and the notary is going to be our companion through the process, and we are going to put ourselves in the hands of the notary, and he's going to do every single process when we talk about the legal issues.
Okay. So,
So
oh, go ahead. Sorry.
it's very simple, basically. It's very, very simple. Or like we say in Keller Williams, we say it's not simple, it's not easy, it's simple. It's not easy because we need to do a lot of paperwork and a lot of processes. However, it's very simple when you have all the model and you are with a certified realtor with experience. So at the end, it's very simple.
God, no, of course, and it looks like it. I'm only counting four steps. So
Exactly.
once you find a home, and then I guess you want to put in an offer on a property, right?
Yes.
Do you put in an offer, I guess, in writing, and then
Yes.
both buyer
Yes,
and
you
seller?
do that.
How does it work? If you can elaborate.
Exactly. That is the process. Let's put as an example the person who I am helping from New Jersey. Okay. He realized that he wants to get his money from loan in US
Okay.
in US, okay? And what we need to do is to pass that loan with a very trustful company in US in order to make the transfer to of the funds in the account in Mexico. Okay.
Okay.
Once we have that, we are going to have what we call, how would you say, solvency.
Okay.
Okay.
Solvency.
Solvencia económica. Solvencia económica, you can translate that in Spanish.
Is solvencia like liquidity?
Exactly. You need to prove that you have the liquidity. Okay.
Gotcha.
We have a letter, and we will put that also in the file of the notary in order to provide the certainty that you have the funds, not
Proof of
only saying
funds.
that you have in US, in Mexico, etc. So after you have the house, you have the funds, you are in the position to give the letter of intention to buy to the owner, to the seller. Okay. Once we have the approval of the seller to say, okay, I accept the letter of intention to buy, we make a file, and we put all the documents of the house and all the documents of the buyer that is going to be needed for the title. Okay. And once again, the notary is going to give us all the step A, step B, step C, etc., on the process.
Got it. Now I'm understanding. Well, I was already understanding, but I wanted to dig a little bit deeper on that. And okay, great.
Exactly.
So the notary is going to be obviously. So in Colombia, it's very, very similar.
Yes.
They have the notary basically doing the title and just making sure everything is up to date. And
Exactly.
then so the notary is in charge of all of that. And then everybody, I mean, would they close at the notary's office? Is there, how does it work?
Basically, that's the way it works. The final, the signature, when the buyer and the seller signs the title, it's in the notary, okay? In order to provide certainty and to be formal of all the transaction is like the big closure. And we do that in the offices of the notary.
Amazing. Yes. So I think it's very, very similar to Colombia. So we closed on a property in Colombia. This was 2 years ago, right?
Okay.
And it was a small like casa campestre. So it's
Ah,
a
okay.
it, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's basically like
Country
a small
house.
farmhouse.
Country house.
Country house. Yeah. I think country house, farmhouse, I don't know the exact term.
Okay.
But it was exactly the same thing, right? It was having the bank account, showing the proof of funds, signing the letter of
Exactly.
intent, and going
Exactly.
to the notary, and we closing the notary.
Exactly. It sounds easy, but
Yeah.
it's not. It's simple, but sometimes it takes time and a lot of process.
So typically, how long can it take to close on a transaction?
When there is no bank or financing involved, you can make all the transaction in 20 days, 1 month.
Okay. And what if there's a
Is
bank involved?
like 1 to 3 months.
Got it.
Top.
Okay. So, oh, very, very
Because
quick.
there is a bureaucracy of their own banks. Sometimes they make investigations of the buyer, et cetera, et cetera.
They have to do, I assume, an appraisal too.
Exactly, the appraisal and everything, they do that by their own. Normally, myself, I am a listing agent. Sometimes I am the one who opens the houses and the apartments in order to receive all the team of the bank for the appraisal, for the inspection. Sometimes they need to verify certain things.
Okay, got it. So I have a good idea, and obviously the audience has a better idea of how to actually invest out there. So it
How
does sound
easy.
very simple. Yeah, extremely,
Exactly.
definitely. So tell us about how are the prices? So if somebody want let's stick with the most popular neighborhoods, right? Because Mexico City is, I think, one of the biggest cities in the world. So I just
Yes.
want to stick to the most popular ones, right?
For example, one apartment, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, one parking lot, apartment. It doesn't matter the floor. In Condesa, for
This.
example, you can find Condesa is a very very interesting for people from US and Canada. They all want to live over there, no?
Oh,
It's
yeah.
very nice. And normally you will find prices, for example, in, I don't know, in square feet, but 100 meters, square meters, you will find from 6 million pesos. Let's make the conversion to 11 million or more, because you will find it's an old neighborhood. It's very vintage. It's from the very origins of the city. It's beautiful. I will send you a video if you want to share
Yes,
with the audience,
we definitely will.
and you will enjoy that because it's a beautiful, a lot of parks. It's like New York. If you have in Manhattan, you have parks over there, and every single park has trees. The kids playing, the dogs walking, the people enjoying, and everything. So you will find that kind of prices over there. Prices over there.
How much is that? And I want to also.
Let's do it. For example, 6 million.
So 2 bedrooms, 2 baths in Condesa.
And it's 350.
350. Okay, wow. $350,000. And that can go up to how much?
That can go up to, for example, apartments of 25 million.
Wow.
It's like $1 million.
Whoa, that's a lot of money. But this is the
That's a
best
lot of
part.
money, and that's the luxury one. Okay,
Exactly.
that's the luxury. Like you will have around 450 square meters. Beautiful. Yes, you can have a full flat. It's like New York sometimes.
Exactly. So 450 square meters. How much is that? 450. Oh, okay, so that's 450 square feet.
That's a huge apartment.
It's almost 5,000 square feet. Oh my goodness. Okay, that makes sense. That
Exactly. It's a
is,
luxury. It's a luxury product, that one.
that's the top end of
Exactly.
luxury. Okay. So, wow, 4,843 square meters is what we can expect for almost well, 1.2 million. Wow.
Exactly. And you can find in that same area not only apartments, there are still very well in a very good condition houses
Okay.
from the origin, and you can find houses of more than that. Okay, you can find houses at 50 million pesos.
Wow. So
Yes,
that's insane. But again, it's
that's
Mexico City,
it's
so
Mexico City is the capital of the economy. And in many ways, also of the capital of many Latin American countries, it's the hub for many other things.
definitely. In regards to the apartments, so you were saying around anywhere between 6 to 11 million pesos, which roughly between 350 to $1 million. Tell us about the amenities. So what do these buildings come like? What type of amenities do they come with?
When we talk about this neighborhood that is a very antique and vintage, on the at the very origin, they didn't sometimes they don't they did they didn't have even parking lots. Okay, however, the areas are they have the most exquisite restaurants, they have parks. But when we talk about the buildings, when they make a renovation, you can have a gymnasium, a gym. You can have rooftops for all the of the all the building. It's a for the community. I will send you information about that, and sometimes you will have the opportunity to realize the example of the price versus the amenities that you will receive for the apartment.
Definitely. We would love to, again, anything that you want to spotlight, and I'll put it at the end. Anything you would love to spotlight, we would definitely with the team, because we run a team. We'll have everybody sharing it, right? So spotlighting your listings, obviously, and hopefully we can get somebody here that's interested in buying in Mexico, right?
Actually, I have a very beautiful apartment from a 1940s building in the Colonia Roma. I have that is a perfect for an Airbnb. It's beautiful. It's a two bedrooms, one huge bathroom, the kitchen, the living room, and everything, with a rooftop open area. They have the storage, and it's less than 4 million pesos. I will give you the number. It's a very amazing opportunity to invest.
Oh,
It's
definitely.
$200,000
Wow. And one of
only.
the popular neighborhoods in Mexico City.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes, send that over to us because again, we'll definitely spotlight that listing for you.
Thank
Obviously.
you so
Again,
much. And
yeah.
let's do the same. I can use my sphere of influence, all my network and my Facebook accounts and all the social media accounts in order to help not only you, of course, you, but if anyone wants to of your team wants to spotlight and highlight any listing, please let me know.
Oh, definitely. We're after this, we're going to be speaking about that because we already do it for some of our partners. Like we have in Dubai, we have a partner out there.
Amazing.
So we do that for them, right? And again, if we can get you buyers, again, for us, that's the main thing, right? It's all about relationships, Ernesto. That's how we told you,
Absolutely.
that's how it is for us, right? That's
Totally agree. Agree
definitely.
with.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on with again, I love talking about real estate, right? For me, again, I'm a nerd when it comes to this stuff. So, where do you see the next few years? Well, actually, before that, tell us about new construction. How
Okay.
does it work? If and which areas are you seeing that? Well, let's start off there. Which areas are you seeing that there's a lot of new construction?
In Mexico City, you have a lot of effervescence, like I mentioned before. You have a lot of the old buildings are bought by the investors and constructors, and they rebuild new products. So we have a huge offer of new buildings and new product. The main, and basically it's the same in many other countries. When you buy before the product is totally finished, you have a huge discount. So it's more affordable and your investment gives you more profit. So you will find even in Condesa, Roma, Juarez, Colonia del Valle, where my market center, we have them over there. We have huge amount of offer for the new product, the new apartments. And basically in the north of Mexico City, in Interlomas, Santa Fe, in the south part of Mexico, also in Pedregal, we have a lot of offer of the new product. So we have plenty of opportunities for the people who want to invest in Mexico.
Is the process similar? If you're going to buy a regular, obviously a regular home that's already built, how does it
It's
work?
basically it's the same. It's absolutely the same. The only thing that can be different is the time or the timing. If you want to buy for the new product, and the project is going to take from 1 to 1.5 years to be totally finished, you have a huge discount because of the time that you are waiting to receive your new apartment.
So,
But the process is the same.
okay. So the process is the same. So let's say you have a building that's being built in Condesa,
Okay.
and they're only showing you the plans, but it's not built yet. Do you put in a
The hole,
deposit? Sorry?
exactly. You see the dirt
Yes.
and the hole
You see
Exactly,
the big
because they
hole in
are
the dirt, and that's all you see.
exactly.
So if you wanted to buy one of the apartments there, what is it? Like what have you? Do you go through the regular process of putting letter of intent and all that good stuff with the bank account,
It's
or do you put like a deposit?
no, you give a deposit in order
Reserve?
to reserve the apartment that you want of your wishes. Because normally in a building you will have different, like one, two, or three different products. Okay, three bedrooms, two bedrooms, high floor or lower floor, etc. So basically, you give the we say in Mexico enganche. Okay, it's apartado. It's when you reserve the with that amount of money, is from 10 to 20% top, and that's it. You wait and you pay at the end. You have other opportunities to receive financing from the constructor, and he will give you the opportunity to pay low amounts of payments in order to make more affordable your investment.
Very cool. So it's very much similar. Like,
Is this
again,
except
it's very
like
similar.
Colombia?
Yeah, like Colombia, again, I've interviewed so many other countries and it's all very similar in regards to the new construction, I mean. For the new
Exactly.
construction, it's all very similar. You put in a deposit, you wait, or
Exactly.
you can give the contractor, sorry, not the contractor, the developer can give you a certain amount of time to pay the down payment.
Exactly.
Then, yeah, okay, very cool, very cool.
It's very similar, Kevin. Yes.
I love it. I love it. So that makes it easier for anybody else that's coming from other parts of the world. Like in
Exactly.
general, it's very similar all across the board. Ernesto, where do you see Mexico City going, the real estate market going within the next few years?
At this moment, to tell you the truth, I am going to say that I really hope think that there is going to be a slow market, okay, for at least 6 to hopefully less than that, 1 year, because of all the economical issues that we are involved at this moment, okay, in US as well and Canada. We are huge partners, and when we have this kind of timing, when we have to uncertainty, we need to help the investors to profit also that kind of markets. However, I really think that it's going to be a little bit slow, like the year before. It's not it wasn't a bad year. However, we need to help people in order to have.
Oh, I lost you there. I lost you. Can you hear me? Think I lost you, yeah.
Just copy. Can you listen to me?
Now, yeah.
Excellent. Sorry, the earphones. So basically, I really think that it's going to be a slow 6 months. However, the constructions don't stop, and the prosperity also doesn't stop. So basically, that's it. It's part of the cycles of the economy that we are in this moment. However, I am sure that we are very fortunate to have all this offer and all these amenities, all this culture and the way of life that people is looking for.
Is interest rates are interest rates high right now over there for people that are want to take out loans? Because here they're still pretty high.
They are still pretty high. However, talking again about cycles, you know that is not going to last forever.
Of course.
So I am very confident that the rates at this moment, they are very similar to during pandemic. Yes, they rise a little bit. However, they are still in a very good condition for investors.
That's amazing.
We
That's the main thing.
It's not the same like US. For example, what is the rate, average rate in US at this moment?
Right now it's around hovering around the sevens.
Look, let me tell you, during pandemic and never before in Mexico, we had less than 2 digits, from 7 to 10, let's put it that way, or less than 10. Now we have from 8 to 10.5. So we are still in a good condition with rates.
Wow, okay. So that is good. So basically, previously, what you're saying is that it never went below the double digits, and now it's still
It's
hovering around the singles.
exactly. Before pandemic, it was like 11, 12.
Wow.
And during pandemic, the rates dropped from 7.5, 8, 9, and less than 2 digits, less than 10. So we are very similar to that point.
Yeah, no,
And
I see that. I see that.
I am very confident about that. That is going to be the behavior of the rates.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it's like what you said. Mexico City, the market cycle, there's always a market cycle, right? It's one
Exactly.
of the biggest cities in the world. It always rebounds. Like here in New York City, like it's gonna rebound because there's
Exactly.
so much prosperity, so many people living there. It's not just gonna, again, some people think the worst about all the markets, everything that's going on, but I don't really see it. So it has to be something extremely catastrophic. And even then, let's assume something catastrophic happens around the world. Where are people going to go to? The major cities. Why? Because that's where the
Exactly.
opportunity is.
Exactly, the work, exactly, and the opportunities.
Exactly.
Exactly, Kevin.
Yeah.
You're right. I agree with you.
Ernesto, it was a pleasure having you on today. You're super knowledgeable, super insightful, a great person. Is there any way, how can people reach out to you, basically?
Okay, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and all the social media networks as Ernesto Pavia by Keller Williams, or Ernesto Pavia by KW.
Beautiful.
It's
Okay.
very simple. Or you can Google Ernesto Pavia, boom, I will pop up.
You'll be the first one on the search link.
Exactly.
Great. And let me know too, if there's any properties or listings you want to spotlight. We'll definitely put that up on the Instagram. We'll share it with the team. So again, it'll be free
Thank you
marketing
so
for you.
much.
Again, anybody we get from there will be going toward you. Okay, Ernesto?
Thank you so much. And that will be a huge opportunity for the person who's looking, because we are going to provide evidence of the easiest way of investing in Mexico.
Love that. Love that. Ernesto, again, it was a pleasure. And
Kevin, I'm honored and the great and very, very grateful. Huh? Thank you very much.
thank you, Ernesto. Have a good one.
Bye bye.
Un momentico. Let me just stop.